Welcome back to Path to Purpose podcast, powered by Pod Populi Studios with your host, moi, Stephanie Todd. All right, so we've talked about a lot of stuff, insecurity, wounds, just showing up, etc. But something's been happening that I was wildly unprepared for, and it's definitely not talked about enough. What? Perimenopause. Not in a clinical way talked about, rather in a lived experience way talked about. Not just, oh, you'll have some hot flashes and maybe some mood swings. Nope, the shit that happens that makes you seriously question your sanity. Exhaustion that no amount of rest can cure. Anxiety that feels heightened to a barely able to function level. Emotional intensity out of nowhere. Like, I had an instance where I was so super fucking angry and it was so disproportionate to what happened. Like, literally the level of peri pissed off you can be at something in your mind, and you know it's disproportionate, but it does not make you any less peri pissed off. Rather, it can enhance it. Or brain fog. Brain fog is real. How many times have I had to say lately, oh, I can't remember that. I can't remember that. I was on a date with the guy and I couldn't remember where the corporate office to my job was at. Literally, the parent company, talked to these people here about it all the time, met all of them in January and February, and it took me like 8 hours to remember where it was at. Shifts in desire. Adult acne. This is a fun one. If any of you people out there had acne as a teenager, I did. I was on Accutane. So adult acne pisses me off. I paid my dues. Okay, hair growth. How about that? That's a really fun one where you wake up and you're like, oh, I have a mustache right now. That's super sexy and attractive. What the F is that? Oh, but you hold up. I'm not done. No one prepares you for this. It's not talked about. And that it affects your mind, your body, your spirit all at once. And it comes on like an avalanche of shit. Intrusive thoughts. They're like these really intrusive thoughts, which might get in easier because you can't sleep. You're woken up in the middle of the night because maybe you are having the hot flashes or cold sweats, or you just wake up because you wake up and then, unfortunately, you can't get back to sleep. Spiraling emotions. You're happy, then you're sad, then you're angry, then you're just tired, and you're exhausted. Second guessing everything. Like, it is literally second guessing everything. And I realize that you, like, I can only speak for myself, but I feel like a fragment of myself. And what's even weirder is that my body felt alive with intensity and completely depleted outside of it. Why? I mean, it's really crazy. I think one of the reasons that I allowed things to go on with Buff Voldemort for as long as they did upon reflection, and they didn't go on very long, it was like 2 months, but I think it was the intensity of when we did sleep together, my body felt alive. My all the perimenopause pissed off shit went away for just those fun moments that we were in the middle and afterwards and all these things. And I think I was so needing that I allowed the other things to sort of, you know, not really be as red flaggy as they ought to have been. But it's really weird because I don't feel like me. It's very unpredictable of when I'm going to be peri pissed off. Am I going to have a beard in the morning? Will I snap at my kids out of pure exhaustion? Will I remember a name, a book, or anything for that matter? All of this makes it very unsettling. Your spirit, questioning your life path, purpose confusion, identity shifts, like who the fuck is this person? All the thoughts of I should be further along, I should be all over this, I should, right? Be shooting all over myself lately. Mine looked like this. It felt like I wish my books and my shoes and my purpose were profitable. Why weren't they? What did I do wrong? How could I have not made all this happen? some people get, you know, really famous from their books. And why hasn't that happened for me yet? And my shoes, I watched all crumble at the end of last year. And why did that happen? And so on and so forth. And it's just this spiral that gets you going. And then coming into a new job, is this really what I'm going to do for the next 20 years? Is this really how I saw my life? Is this, and it goes on and on and on. Finances. Oh, lordy, lordy. This is one that will really get me very pissed off. It's like somehow my mind is telling me that all these people are in a financially better spot than I am. And it is crazy to me. Relationships, talked about this on the last episode, accepting less because you feel less like yourself. Literally, accepting less because you feel less like yourself. It's like your life gets put under this microscope all at once. And that's exactly what women need, right? I saw an episode or an interview, I think, with Howard Stern, and it was Sarah Jessica Parker. And she was talking about how she was interviewed, or they said something about her, and they're talking about, oh, Sarah Jessica Parker has gray hair now and this and that. And she's sitting next to Andy Cohen, who has a head of gray hair, and nobody says a word. So, yes, that will very piss off us women, okay? So we're going through all this stuff that I just described, and then we're getting judged for a gray hair? Nope. This has gotten me fired up. Why are we not talking about this more? I literally had to word vomit to my daughter's friend's mom, who was like, you're not going crazy. You're not insane. This is what's happening. Read this book. I mean, literally thought I was going crazy. My friend recommended the new menopause. That was the book. Don't ask me who the author is right now. Not going to remember it. But we get labeled as anxious, stressed, emotionally unstable. And even my general practitioner doctor literally told me the solution to this was birth control pills and low-level Prozac. What? We don't connect the dots. So as women are out here trying to fix ourselves, we don't even understand what is truly happening. So if you're in this phase and you feel off, overwhelmed, emotional, tired, very fucking pissed off, talk about it. I can almost guarantee you're not falling apart. You're not crazy. And you're just in this phase of life. And thank goodness my daughter's friend's mom pointed this out to me. Seriously, thank goodness. Your body is going through a transition that no one ever taught us how to navigate. In the new menopause, the woman that wrote the book, she actually talks about this, how they used to call them like maniac moms or something. When they'd come in, they'd state all these symptoms and they would just think that we're fucking crazy. And now there's not a lot of support in this area. It's starting to increase, but at my age, 47, my mom never talked about this, and I don't believe her mom ever talked about this. So we really are in the infancy of talking about perimenopause. We need more language and we need more open conversation. Women need more support for this phase of life. And I will tie this back into my last episode. You need a man or whatever partner of your choice that is just going to show up for you, right? He's going to be so he, she, whatever your choice is, they are going to pick up. They're going to be so strong, stable, and supportive that they pick the table up. That is you. And now ask how best they can support it. So perimenopause, menopause, it's not just a phase, it's a transition that touches every single part of who you are. And here's the thing, is you can eat well, you can move your body, you can rest, you can do those things, and yes, they help, but you cannot by yourself, on your own, replenish your depleting hormones. You can do the things that help, but you can't do that. So silence. I did not say a word until I couldn't hold it in anymore. And when my daughter's friend's mom said, "You're not crazy, it's likely perimenopause," I just stared at her, literally my mouth agape. But it felt, I felt so much comfort wash over me. I knew I wasn't alone. And I knew there was something I needed to look into, because when you feel that way and you're not quite sure what might be the cause, it really messes with you. So in case you need to hear this, you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not imagining this. Literally, you're not imagining it. And this is me speaking up for women, using my voice. As I said in a couple episodes, this podcast is therapeutic for me because I get to talk about things that I don't normally hear conversations around. And the most interesting thing is once I started bringing it up to people and saying things to people, people would open up to me and tell me about their experiences and what happened. And the most interesting thing, the doctor that I now see for this, she was recommended to me by three separate people in my life. And now I talk to these three women pretty consistently about all the goings on of perimenopause. And I would tell you that peri pissed off is a real thing. Doesn't mean you're pissed at the world or you're pissed at life. It's just different. And if you're in your peri pissed off stage, you know what I mean. You're pissed off about things that is so disproportionate to the thing. I get you, honey. I do. I get you. So we need to start talking about it. Real life experiences. And we need support for this phase, this stage of life that we end, that we're in. So we need to talk more, share more. And because the more we do, the less alone we all feel at, during this phase, this transition. I mean, it's literally a transition of life that we're going through. Oh, look, I wrote it down. I'm so amazed because now I can tell you who it was by. The book, The New Menopause, Mary Claire Haver. Oh, shit. I'll write it in the notes. But I think my handwriting is so messy. Mary Claire Haver. It's a great book. It talks about just all the things and it gives you a sense of comfort when you, because my symptoms may not be the same as yours and you might have something different. And the book goes through so many things that could be happening to your body, your mind, your soul, all of it. And I just think that it's important. Also important is to read Love, Lies, and Libidos and Maxed Out. I mean, let's say it three or four times on this episode, Love, Lies, and Libidos or a Maxed Out. But for this one, for this episode, we'll end on this. Email me at authorstephanietodd@gmail.com if you need to rage while being peri pissed off or you just want to share your story. I'm going to say it again. Email me at authorstephanietodd@gmail.com if you need to rage while being peri pissed off or you just want to share your story. I would love to hear them. If you're okay, right, you can share. Obviously not going to use your name or anything like that, but it's definitely something that I want to continue to talk about. And we'll be back soon with more awesome episodes. But right now, find Path to Purpose podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, peace, love, smiles.